In 2024, South Dakota farmers could utilize the insecticide chlorpyrifos as a result of an existing stocks order from EPA. However, using chlorpyrifos on sunflowers in 2025 is not an option, with the removal of its label for sunflowers. Program Manager Tom Gear with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
I have contacted EPA to try to figure out a way we could get sunflowers back on the label. And they keep telling me that since it's a federal court decision, that decision would have to be reversed in order to get sunflowers back on the label.
Chlorpyrifos, which many may know as Lorsban, is an organophosphate which has been effective in combating red sunflower seed weevil, which is a major pest of sunflowers in South Dakota. The seed weevil has developed resistance to many pyrethroid insecticides. Gear reports the South Dakota Department of Ag is attempting to obtain an emergency label for malathion on sunflowers. Malathion is also an organophosphate, but to date, EPA has yet to take action on the request.
A new product that got a sunflower registration here in the last year is Steward EC, which has been showing some decent results on red sunflower weevil at a higher rate, the 11.3-ounce rate, through SDSU studies. So what actually has been showing the best results to battle the red sunflower weevil is early planting of sunflowers.
Gear states studies have found seeding sunflowers in the middle of May allows for completion of flowering before female weevils begin to lay eggs. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.